Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all of those ships out at sea. This is SouthCars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SouthCars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. The SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by KB8ZGL, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may be continued. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such, and all stations will be worked in the order in which they checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for our digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net controls for this session tonight will be twofold. Kathy will be with us as one of the primary moderators, and that's K6SUN. We also have Mike on the agenda out of the Grand State of Maine, WA1NXI. I do not see him currently connected. I know that our good friends up in that area of the world have had some nasty storms and power outages, so I don't know what Mike's situation may be at this point, but I guess we'll find out. Prior to starting, I would like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time, and if so, call now, please. Okay. Hearing nada. How about birthdays? One of our NCSs earlier today had a birthday last Wednesday, and that would have been Matt. N9GMR over there in Port Orange, Florida. We'd like to pat you on the back if you're having a birthday today, next week, last week. Let's hear from you. Over. Okay, we're not getting any older. This is the SouthCars VOIP Global Family Hour, and the intent of this net is to encourage members, their families, and their friends worldwide to enter into an informal social net highlighting third-party traffic through the member station. Our program for this Saturday evening, as mentioned in the prelude at 55 minutes into the hour, we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day yesterday and President's Day coming up here on Monday, the 17th. So with that, Kathy, with your permission, I'm going to turn it over to you. I'll watch and see when NXI, if he does get to it, get with us, and I'll give you a flag one way or another, maybe in the text box. KY6V to K6SUN. Hello.
Well, good evening, Gordon. Thanks for opening up the session. Guess I wasn't too prepared to run it tonight, but hopefully we'll have some fun. And I do probably realize that area probably has a lot of snow. But I want to welcome everyone everywhere that's connected to the Family Global Hour this evening, where we will be discussing, like Gordon said, February events, which will include Valentine's Day and President's Day specifically. My temperature currently is about 69 degrees. I had a high of about 73, low of about 44 tonight. Very high winds this afternoon, but I think they have calmed down, and a high of 72 tomorrow. So we ask that you participate this evening, and most of all, we ask that you enjoy and have fun and share any of those February events you wish, like those low temperatures and that massive snow you may be having, or maybe what you did for Valentine's Day or what you plan to do for President's Day. But first of all, I want to share some information before I continue with the program. And, I was interested to hear from Mike this evening because I knew he was going to pick up a puppy today, so I wanted to see what he would tell us. You know, Valentine's Day is always a moneymaker for most businesses, but do you know the St. Valentine's story? And I'm sure most of you don't, so I'm going to share that with you this evening before we begin. So let me pause for just a moment before I continue. And I do see in the text box, Mark, a K5NO, you said it's your birthday today, but I think you're saying February 19th. Would you like to come aboard so we could say happy birthday? K5NO, are you there in the background?
Yes, I did. K6SUN, this is K5NO. Winter Springs, Florida, two words, Winter Springs, Florida, just northeast of Orlando. If I'm dining, it's because I'm at a restaurant, but as the test box says, it's my birthday today, February 19th, this Wednesday, so happy birthday to you and yours. Over to you, K6SUN from K5.
All right, thank you so, Mark, and happy birthday on Wednesday. But thanks for coming aboard. Sounds like you're having a lot of fun in that restaurant, and hopefully the meal is great as well. So with that, let me talk about Valentine. You know, he was a priest. He lived in Rome during the 3rd century. At that time, Rome was ruled by an emperor named Claudius, and he was not a well-liked ruler. He wanted to have a big army and expected men to volunteer to join. Many men just did not want to fight in wars and did not want to leave their wives and families. As you might have guessed, not many men signed up. This made Claudius furious. So what happened? He had a crazy idea. He thought that if men were not married, they would not mind joining the army. So Claudius decided not to allow any more marriages. Now, Valentine's favorite activities included marrying couples. Even after Emperor Claudius passed his law, Valentine kept on performing marriage ceremonies secretly, of course. One night, Valentine heard footsteps. The couple he was marrying escaped in time, but Valentine was caught, thrown in jail, and was told that his punishment would be death. Many young people came to the jail to visit him, throwing flowers and notes up to his window. One of these young people was the daughter of the prison guard. Her father allowed her to visit Valentine in the cell. On the day that Valentine was to die, he left his new friend a little note thanking her for her friendship and loyalty and signed it, "Love from your Valentine." And let me pause once again. I believe that this note started the custom of exchanging love messages on Valentine's Day. It was written on the day of his death, February the 14th, 269 A.D. Now, every year on this day, people remember, but most importantly, they think about love and friendship. And when they think of Emperor Claudius, they remember how he tried to stand in the way of love, and they laugh because they know that love can't be beaten. So I want to thank you for allowing me to share that story. But at this point, I'm going to throw it out there and see if we can get any check-ins to come aboard. Remember, we're starting off this evening session by talking about Valentine's Day. What did you do on Valentine's Day? Did you get that special person in your life something? Did you forget Valentine's Day? Were you stuck at work? Were you in traffic? So, at this point, I'm asking for your suffix to come aboard and share with us this evening. If nothing on Valentine's Day, just come aboard and say hi.
Fox Delta Golf Mike.
6, Victor.
Well, it looks like I have 2 check-ins to come aboard. I have Fox Delta Golf Mike, and I believe you're probably in Australia. And I have 6, Victor. Is there anyone else that would like to come aboard as we go with this first round? So I'm looking for some additional check-ins. All right, hearing nothing, let me start with Boxed Delta Golf Mike. And like I said, I think you're in Australia. You come aboard, give us your name, and maybe what you did on Valentine's Day, or maybe you just want to say hi this evening, and welcome to South Cars this evening.
Yeah, okay, this is VK for Fox Delta Golf Mike. Yeah, the name is Daryl, Delta Alpha Romeo Yankee Lima. Yeah, we just bus mobile heading home. Yeah, Valentine's Day, we just went out for lunch, yeah, with the other half, alright, so, yeah, all good. And, we've got a, you guys have got that, all that snow on that, well, we've got a warm heat wave today. We've got 107 degrees Fahrenheit coming today, so, that's what's happening this way. Alright, I'm about to disappear out of this night. As I'm Buff Mobile, I'll say 73 to everyone, and thanks for doing that this evening, and good to everyone in. Back to net control, this is Victor Kilo 4, Fox Delta Golf Mike, Buff Mobile.
Well, thanks so much, Daryl, for joining us this evening, and I think you said you took your wife out for lunch, and that was good. But I'm glad you could check in this evening. Not good about the 107 degrees, though. That's pretty warm. And we've got people, I think I heard on the net this morning, Indiana, the temperature was zero. So I'm sure she would have appreciated some of those temperatures. Have a wonderful day, and thanks once again for stopping by and telling us about your Valentine's. And if you can continue to listen, hopefully you'll enjoy. With that, I'll break with you. Mr. Six Victor, what did you do on Valentine's Day? Did you take that special person out? Did you have a nice weather and a nice meal? Or maybe you just want to say hi this evening. And I'm going to ask you to ride along with me as my backup until I know what's happening with Mike up there in Maine. So KY6B from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, share with us this evening about your Valentine's Day.
Okay, Kathy. Well, first of all, Roger on the backup. No problem there. Good evening to you, and good evening to the net. Gordon, KY6B, and I was sitting back here trying to think about what comments I could make that were germane about your two major subject areas here tonight. I will tell you, number one, that I had just a grand day yesterday during Valentine's Day. But I will tell you that I've got a very special lady. And we sort of go along in a Valentine's type theme 365 days a year. So, you know, yesterday to us was just one of those special days. On President's Day, you know, I sort of feel that I've known all 44 of the presidents, but that's not really factual because, let me buy a nickel here for a second. The first president that I got knowledgeable about was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Of course, he was elected in 1933 and he served in 1945, and I was born in 1937, so he was the cat's pajamas at that point. He was the 32nd president, as I recall, and now we're up to number 44. That means at least in my lifespan, so far, I've been exposed to 12 presidents, and I don't know if this is off kilter or off color to say this. I think some of them should have been shot, and the others should have had a great big gold star. With that, I'll send it back to you, Kathy, KY6B, and thank you.
Well, Gordon, that was quite some comments. I'm trying to think. Of course, I was born 12 years after you in 49, and Franklin was, I'm not sure if he was still president at that time or not. He's the only president I know that served, supposedly he was supposed to serve 12 years, but he died before he could complete that. So I have gone through the 44th president, and you know, our history books now, we have brand new American history books, and they actually go up to the current president. Some of the older books didn't. But we'll talk a little bit about the President's Day and maybe what many people don't know and who we celebrate mainly on that day. But thanks for coming aboard and sharing with us. And I'm glad you and your lady share 365 days of pure enjoyment, because that's the way it should be. Not just one day. Not just one day going into the store, getting those flowers or that box of candy. And I went into the store today, and they had a lot left over. So I remember coming home from work yesterday and seeing the stands on the side of the road trying to sell flowers. And you should be like that 365 days a year. So thank you once again. Now let me continue talking about Valentine's Day. I'm going to drop it for just a moment. I'm going to give you some facts here about Valentine's Day, but I sure hope some others will come aboard and share with us. But let me pause for a moment. You know, every year, the 14th day of the month of February has millions across the world presenting their loved ones with candy and flowers and chocolates and other lovely gifts. In many countries, restaurants and eateries are seen to be filled with couples who are eager to celebrate their relationship and the joy of their togetherness through delicious cuisines. There hardly seems to be a young man or woman who is not keen to make the most of the day. How much money do you think everyone spends on Valentine's Day? Each year on Valentine's Day, men and women spend money buying cards and gifts and chocolate, jewelry and flowers in order to make the person that they love feel special. Today, greeting card companies sell an estimated 1 billion cards during Valentine's Day and is ranked as the second largest card-giving holiday of the year, with Christmas, I believe, being the first. In addition to cards, it's typical for people to purchase, like I said, chocolates, flowers, candies, and jewelry. Many couples also spend the evening going to dinner at fancy romantic restaurants. And you know, it's usually a time that you also propose to that special person in your life. But both men and women buy cards and gifts during Valentine's Day. While 85% of all women will purchase Valentine's Day cards, men purchase more flowers and chocolate and jewelry than women do. So let me throw some questions out there for you before I ask for check-ins, but let me pause just a moment. What are some other ways to celebrate Valentine's Day besides giving gifts? And if you went out to a Valentine's Day dinner, where did you want to go eat and why? Maybe share that meal with us. But before I ask for check-ins, let me give you just some general facts. This goes all the way back to the Middle Ages, the medieval times. But I do want to share some of this with you. Girls of the medieval times ate bizarre foods on St. Valentine's Day to make them dream of their future spouse. In the Middle Ages, young men and women drew names from a bowl to see who would be their Valentine. They would wear his name pinned on their sleeves for 1 week for everyone to see. This was the origin of the expression to wear your heart on your shirt. Casanova, you know, is the world's greatest lover. He ate chocolate to make him virile. Physicians of the 1800s commonly advised their patients to eat chocolate to calm their pining for lost love. And you've heard about the Cadbury. 15% of U.S. women send flowers on Valentine's Day. Before I go on, let's see if we have some more check-ins to come aboard.
This is KB9IOZ checking in.
All right, I have KB9IOZ coming through the RRN. Looks like Link. Thanks for being there. Anyone else like to come aboard at this point? Tell us maybe if you went out for that favorite meal. Maybe you stayed home and had a favorite meal. And what else would you buy your sweetheart for Valentine's besides the candy and the chocolates? So with that, let me see if we have any other check-ins at this point. All right, hearing nothing, I'm going to call on you, IOZ. Give me your name. I don't have the roster quite up. And tell us what happened with you on Valentine's Day. Maybe it was nothing. Maybe you enjoyed a special time. Maybe you had a favorite meal. Maybe you just stayed home. You're up in that area with a lot of that snow, so maybe you probably stayed home. So with that, please come aboard and share your name with us.
Hello, my name is Lloyd, and on the special Valentine's Day, I gave my sweetheart a Valentine's Day card in the morning, And then I also hid some chocolate-covered strawberries under her car seat and called her just prior to her getting to work and told her to look under her car seat when she arrived. And then I also sent flowers to her workplace. And then in the evening, I made a nice steak dinner. That's pretty much how I celebrated Valentine's Day. Thank you.
Well, Lloyd, that sounds like a fantastic Valentine's Day. Went to the store today to see the chocolate strawberries. I don't think I've ever had the chocolate strawberries, but they had quite a few still there. And to put it under her, I think you said her seat in the car, and then to make her a dinner and send flowers. Very, very special. You know, I don't normally give cards that I buy in the store. I usually try to make one of my own, and that's what I usually do on Valentine's Day. But thanks for sharing that with us, and I know you're a member. I don't have your membership number right up, but I want to thank you for joining us for this session, and we will also be talking about President's Day. So maybe if you're still connected and in range, you'll come aboard and tell us what you're going to do on President's Day. So with that, I have a person who I guess I missed checking in. A KY6D, I guess you'd like to come back aboard. See what else you can share with us about Valentine's Day. KY6D, come aboard.
Well, thanks, Kathy. No, I didn't check in on the last round, but I did try to get your attention in the text box. I wanted to say good evening to Lloyd. Lloyd, my name is Gordon, and calls KY6V. I'm down here in Central Florida. Just want to make sure that our records are correct here, Lloyd, or we need to make some modifications on our roster. I have you as Echo0995 on a membership number. Joined us in October of 2009, but what I'm questioning in here, Lloyd, is that we've got you listed in South Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I see that you're coming in through Daryl's system. That's RRN-L, and he's in Indiana. So can you straighten me out here? Are you just visiting in Indiana, or do we have something wrong on our roster, Lloyd? Over.
No, it's I'm actually connecting through EchoLink in my home in South Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That is where I live, and I'm not sure how I'm coming through Indiana at all.
Well, I bet you I can guess. We have Dennis's system. He's just outside of Indianapolis set up. He's one of our net controls and so on to allow conferencing. And I suspect that you are connected to KB9 RRN-L, that's his linking system, and he in turn is connected to us. But that answers my question. If you're in Milwaukee, we're all set. I lived in Racine, just south of Milwaukee, a number of years back, and enjoyed Milwaukee very much, Lloyd. Over.
Yes, I'm very familiar with Racine. That's not too far from me, certainly. And but a lot of things happening in Milwaukee, so that's where I end up a lot. You know, nice place to visit, and a lot of things to do there. So I'm just down the road, a little south of Milwaukee. This is KB9 IOZ, and you are correct. I am coming through that linking system. Of KB9RN-L.
Okay. And sounding great, sir. Thank you very much, Lloyd. Thank you for the break, Kathy. KY6V, back to net.
All right. No problem at all. So thanks, both of you, for coming aboard and anyone that's come aboard this evening. Rather quiet out there, Gordon, this evening. Not many people must have done things on Valentine's Day. You know, or they don't have any sweethearts, and they don't want to share that information with us. But let me go over some more facts with you. Do you remember those heart-shaped, you know, the heart-shaped boxes of chocolates? You get them all the time. That was a very simple gift to give your loved one. But I go back to thinking about those little heart-shaped candies that have little sayings on them. And that takes me way back. But you know, roses are a favorite gift to give your sweetheart. And I'm going to talk about the different colors of roses and what they mean. But usually it's the red rose. And that 189 million stems of roses are sold on Valentine's Day. Like I was saying, I went into the local store, and that's what they had packaged was the roses. You know, like I said, 110 million roses, mostly red, will be sold on Valentine's Day. And we have a white rose, we have a pink rose, we have black rose, orange roses, and I'm going to go over that in a few moments. Teachers usually receive a lot of cards. I didn't receive any Valentine's cards this year for my children, but they did as they walked in my one location. They wished me Happy Valentine's Day, and so that was special. So, have you ever given your pet a gift for Valentine's Day? That's another thing that people give. But that's pretty much all, really, I want to share with you on Valentine's Day. Except that I think 64% of men do not make plans in advance for Valentine's Day. So, did anyone out there, any of you gentlemen, ask for the hand in marriage of any of those favorite ladies? Or maybe you already are married. Any final thoughts, any final comments on Valentine's Day before we move on?
Romeo, Foxtrot, Juliet.
Victor, Hotel.
Well, okay, Mr. Roger, Mr. Steve, glad you came aboard. And actually, I'm going to talk a little bit after you've given us your statements about Valentine's Day, about the different flowers. But Roger and Steve, I hope that you can share with us what you did on Valentine's Day with that lovely spouse of yours or that special person in your life. And I know one of you is in some very cold temperatures and some very snowy area, so maybe you didn't go out. But I'll start with you, Mr. Roger, RFJ. I want to thank you for being there today to cover some of the nets. I was away until later in the afternoon, so wasn't available, but I'm glad you were there and that you stepped up to the plate, like I always like to say. So, Roger, what did you do with Miss Charlotte on Valentine's Day?
Well, you know, Kathy, Valentine's Day is something that I'm very careful about, mainly because, and I apologize if there's too much noise in the background. Let me fix that. My grandson's here playing on the Xbox, so that might be a little loud. Anyway, I don't call it Valentine's Day. I call it V-Day, and I try to warn all my male friends not to forget V-Day, because if you do forget V-Day, there's going to be a battle. So try not to forget V-Day. I did make Miss Charlotte a pot of chili, homemade, and she doesn't look like she enjoyed it that much. But anyway, we were kind of snowed in, socked in with the winter, but we did get a chance to share each other's company and you know, being home for the past few days, she hasn't told me I need to get back underway again, but, you know, we got to be careful with that, too. But a happy Valentine's Day to everybody, belated, and I hope I was able to share a little bit of, knowledge. How's that? I'm going brain dead.
Well, actually, Roger, I don't hear anything in the background at all, but I'm glad that your grandson is with you. Not sure of the age. I remember you talking at some time in the past about a grandson, so Xbox. But I'm glad that you were able to spend time with Miss Charlotte. Chili is a little different Valentine's Day dinner, but, you know, and you said she didn't enjoy it, but it probably was good for the weather and the cold that's happening up there. And I will tell you, Roger, just I'm not rubbing it in at all, but it's still 69 degrees down here in southern Florida. It was very breezy today, And colder than I like to see it, probably, but in low tonight of about 44, but that's probably still a lot better than in your area. Hopefully you'll enjoy. Hopefully if you have a chance, you can come back aboard. We're going to talk about President's Day as well. And once again, I want to thank you so much for being there today. So with that, I'll break with you, and I'm going to pick up Mr. Victor Hotel, Mr. Steve. Enjoyed the changes you've made on the website, and you're not going to tell me you're making crawfish, I don't think. But, you know, that Mardi Gras is happening in the not-too-near future, and I'm going to be doing a net on that as well. So, Steve, tell us what you did with your lovely wife or your family on Valentine's Day. And did you have to work, or were you able to stay at home? So, KFIVH, thanks for being here tonight. Thanks for all you do for South Coast. So, welcome back aboard.
Well, good evening, Kathy, and hello to everyone. Wow, what a day. And Mardi Gras is close. Doggone, my grandson, 3 years old, played soccer today. Next week he has to decide between playing soccer and going to a Mardi Gras parade in Scott, Louisiana. So we're really close. 2 weeks from Monday, let's see. I guess 2 weeks from yesterday will be the heart of the season. So here it comes. As far as Valentine's Day, it started a little early for my wife, I think on Tuesday. She got some chocolates and some flowers. And then yesterday, a couple of cards. And then we went out to eat with our friends we go out with on every Friday. We went to a restaurant that always has great food. They had a wonderful menu. It's in a converted house. It's an old house. It has a screened-in porch, or had a screened-in porch built on three of the four sides. They've turned that into eating area and the large inside rooms into eating areas. So a very nice time was had. And I think that's about it. Hope everyone enjoyed their day. Back to you, Kathy. K6SUN, KF5VH.
Well, thank you, Steve, for being here tonight. I think on my way out this morning, I heard you saying something about a three-year-old grandson playing soccer. My goodness, they start early. I remember when my son did that. He wasn't quite that young. I think he was young, 6 to 8 or something like that. But that's mighty young. So when Mardi Gras comes along and we're doing that net, hopefully you're going to share some of those nice comments with us. I'm not sure. You'd have to check that website that you probably look at every single day and see when Mardi Gras is on there, but I know it's sometime in March. So thank you, Steve, and I'm glad that you had a very nice time for Valentine's Day. So with that, I'm going to share something about the colors of the roses and what they mean. And then we're going to probably start moving into President's Day. But I appreciate the comments everyone has come aboard with. And you know, if you don't have anything to share about Valentine's Day, we sure want to hear from you this evening. If you're new to South Coast, you're just listening, we'd still sure like to hear from you. So this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Let me pause for a moment, and I'm going to tell you what the different colors of roses signify. All right, roses have long been known as the flowers of romance and of love. Each year during Valentine's Day, billions of roses are sold, and they are the most common flower given to women by the men in their lives for special occasions. It has long been tradition to give different color roses to people depending on their meaning. Each color of rose comes with its with a meaning all its own. Now, it's a good idea to learn these meanings so that you don't accidentally give the wrong color rose to someone in your life. Red roses are perhaps the most common. When you love someone romantically, red roses say it best because they are known as the roses of love. They can also be given to say congratulations. There is special meaning in giving one single rose to a person in your life. This is seen as another way to say the words, I love you. White roses are also very beautiful, and they are typically associated with weddings. White roses can also mean innocence, secrecy, purity, and youth. Giving dozens of white roses is seen as a gift of happiness or excitement. Pink roses are also very common. When you give pink roses to someone, you are often displaying appreciation, kindness, thanks, gratitude, sympathy, or admiration. And let me pause here for a moment. And I'm looking for all those roses from all my South Terrace members, all the different colors. So make sure you send them my direction. They are commonly exchanged between friends, coworkers, and neighbors. Roses also come in yellow and orange. Yellow roses are a sign of happiness, gladness, or joy. They are common to give for birthdays and other special occasions, as well as in the beginning of a relationship. They represent promise and remembrance as well. Orange roses are not very common, but they are beautiful. They're a sign of friendship, enthusiasm, and joy, and can be given for the same occasions that yellow roses are given. Often you will find roses that are a mixture of these two colors. One special rose combination is red and white. They may be red with white tips or the other way around. Many people use them together to make a bolder statement. When these are given, it signifies unity, and they're often used for engagements or weddings. Let me take a pause once again. Softly colored peach roses are appropriate for showing appreciation or sincerity and are a good choice when an apology is needed. Black roses, which do not grow naturally, mean death or goodbye. They're often used at the end of a relationship, which I'm hopefully none of this has happened to any of you, and are very common roses to be given as a joke during birthdays, like when you turn 40 or 50. Lavender or blue roses are given to signify love at first sight. One special way to give a rose of any color is to remove all of the thorns. When the thorns are removed, it's supposed to deepen the meaning of the rose. This is a very special gift to give to someone that you love very much. While all of the roses are very pretty, many people do not realize that each color has a meaning. Many people choose to give roses that they like the best or are the best favorite color of the person they are giving them to. No matter what, roses are a beautiful and meaningful flower to give to people that you care about. With that, I'm going to pause here, see if I can get any additional check-ins before we start winding down for Valentine's Day and talk about President's Day. Any final thoughts here on Valentine's Day?
Six, Victor, recheck.
Whiskey, 8, Sierra, Tango, Uniform, Stew, Northeast Ohio.
All right. Good evening, gentlemen. And you reminded me, Stu, I was planning to send you a welcome email. And I don't think I have done that. Life has been very busy for me, so I'll make sure to do that so that you have some information about South Cars. But thank you, gentlemen, for being here. And I'm looking forward to your final thoughts on Valentine's Day. And anyone else out there, you know, you have some thoughts on the roses or anything we've talked about, sure hope that you'll come aboard. So, Six Victor, I'm going to start with you. You have any comments about what we've talked about, the roses, or just anything about Valentine's Day before we get into President's Day? KY6B, thanks for being my backup. I still do not see Michael, so hopefully you'll still ride with me. Please come aboard.
Yeah, I'll take it to the end of the railroad track, no problem. Thanks, Kathy. Good evening to you, Stu. Gordon here, KY6V, in Central Florida. I see that, Kathy, the Roger is still connected. And I wanted to tell him, he had me smiling when he was talking about a cute little thing that happened to me here in the email department within the last couple of days. Roger, I have a very close friend, a very dear friend, just like I consider you, sir. And his name is Bill Morris. His call is WD5KAE. He lives in Lancaster, South Carolina. And his wife's name is Velda. And he sent me an email, sort of short and succinct, and he said, boy, are we snowed under. Lots of ice, lots of snow. Haven't been out of the house since Monday. He says, I want to tell you that Velda and I are still friends, and they've been married, I don't know, 40, 50 years. And he ends this email, Roger, by saying, but the way I'm handling it is I'm staying downstairs. Go ahead, Kathy, KY6V.
Well, thank you, Gordon, for sharing that. That sort of made me laugh, and I wasn't sure I could come back. But that really made me laugh, so I won't make any comments about that at all. But thanks for coming aboard, and hopefully Roger's listening in the background. You know, sometimes it's always, you love your spouse, you love your girlfriend, but sometimes you just don't want to be together all the time. You need that space. So I think that's what Bill Morris was saying, but that was funny. With that, I'm going to call on you, Stu. And I see that you're a member, so maybe I have the stewards mixed up. I think I was going to be sending a welcome email out, and you're already a member, so I don't need to be doing that. You get our mass mailings. So hopefully you can share some comments with us this evening about Valentine's Day, the day, or maybe just what you were doing on that particular day. And before I move on, I'm going to tell everyone about my Valentine's Day, that certain day. But Stu, come aboard, share any comments with us, and thanks for being here on our Global Family Hour this evening.
K6SUN, W8STU. Well, Valentine's Day was my birthday, and I was just called to get going and watch my daughter, so I had to cut it short. But I hope everybody has a great evening. And I'll say 73s and 88s, and hopefully I can stay in longer next week. Back to net control, K6SUN, W8STU.
Well, Stu, there's not a better person to watch as a daughter. So hopefully you can listen in the background. And we're going to continue with Valentine's, and we're going to talk about President's Day. But happy birthday on Valentine's Day. And I hope that you had a very, very special birthday. So with that, you know, I'm going to make the call out there once again to see if anyone else would like to check in before I tell you about my day, Valentine's Day, February 14th, and then we're going to move on into President's Day. Is there anyone else out there who hasn't checked in yet this evening who would like to come aboard? You know, it doesn't have to be Valentine's Day. It could be just the day. What did you do on that day? Were you snowed in? Were you on the highway? We were out shopping. You know, it doesn't always have to be that you have someone special in your life and you're going to give them flowers. You know, Valentine's Day is February 14th. What did you do on that day? So let's see if we have any more check-ins. Please come aboard. All right, hearing nothing, I'll tell you a little bit about my February 14th. It started off very nice in the morning. Like I said, my children at one of my schools wished me happy Valentine's Day. But that day after I left my second school, I spent some time with the young men outside playing basketball. And one boy decided to jump up in the air into someone else's elbow and had a very bloody mess all over the place. So that was the end of my day at school. And then I spent the next 2 hours at the hairdresser before coming home to Valentine's Day and a very nice dinner, very nice steak dinner, very nice company with a special person in my life. And that's how I ended my Valentine's Day. So with that, we're going to stop talking about Valentine's Day because it doesn't look like we have any more to say. We're going to start talking about President's Day. I'm going to pause for just a moment as I give you an introduction of President's Day, and then we're going to see what you're going to do on President's Day, which is actually Monday. Some of you may have it off, some of you may not, but let me pause for just a moment. You know, President's Day honors specifically two presidents, and that's George Washington, our first president, Abraham Lincoln, our 16th president. But is intended to honor all the American presidents. And as you heard, Gordon was saying, we have 44 presidents. According to the Gregorian, or the New Style calendar, that is most commonly used today, George Washington was born on February the 22nd, 1732. But according to the Julian, or the Old Style calendar, that was used in England until 1752, his birth date was February the 11th. So back in the 1790s, Americans were split. Some celebrated his birthday on the 11th and some on the 22nd. You know, President's Day never falls on the actual birthday of any American president. While Washington's birthday was an unofficial observance for most of the 1800s, it was not until the late 1870s that it became a federal holiday. In 1879, President Rutherford B. Hayes, he was our 19th president, signed it into law. The holiday initially only applied to the District of Columbia, but in 1885, it was expanded to the whole country. So at the time, Washington's birthday joined four other nationally recognized federal bank holidays, Christmas, New Year's, Independence Day, and Thanksgiving, and was the first to celebrate the life of an individual American. Martin Luther King, a junior day, signed into law in 1983, would be the second. So let me pause once again as I continue before I ask for check-ins. When Abe Lincoln became president and helped reshape our country, it was believed he too should have a special day of recognition. Tricky thing was that Lincoln's birthday fell on February the 12th. Prior to 1968, having two presidential birthdays so close together didn't seem to bother anyone. February 22nd was observed as a federal public holiday to honor the birthday of Washington, and February 12th was observed as a public holiday to honor Abraham Lincoln's birthday. In 1968, things changed when the 90th Congress was determined to create a uniform system of federal Monday holidays. They voted to shift three existing holidays, including Washington's birthday, to Monday. The law took effect in 1971, and as a result, Washington's birthday holiday was changed to the third Monday in February. But not all Americans were happy with the new law. There were some concern that Washington's identity would be lost, since the third Monday in February would never fall on his actual birthday. There was also an attempt to rename the public holiday President's Day, but the idea didn't go anywhere, since some believed not all presidents deserved a special recognition. Let me pause once again. Even though Congress had created a uniform federal holiday law, there was not a uniform holiday title agreement among the individual states. Some states like California, Idaho, Tennessee, and Texas chose not to retain the federal holiday title and renamed their state holiday President's Day. Today, President's Day is well accepted and celebrated. Some communities still observe the original holidays of Washington and Lincoln, and many parks actually stage reenactments and pageants in their honor. One thing that many people connect with President's Day is retail sales. In the 1980s, retailers began to use this holiday as a time to clear out their old stock in preparation for spring and summer. One wonders what George Washington would have thought about this celebration on his birthday. That'll give you an introduction to President's Day, and I have a little more to share with you, but I'd like to hear from you. What are you going to do on President's Day? I have the day off. I'm going to rest and relax. There's a lot of sales out there, online or in the stores, and there's probably a lot of activities. So tell me, what are your plans for President's Day on Monday, February the 17th? Check-ins, please.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
All right, I have Victor X-Ray Papa. Is there anyone else out there? We have a lot of stations listening. You know, if you want to talk about President's Day or Valentine's Day, sure like to hear from you, just so you can say hi. So are there any other check-ins at this point? I have Rick up there in Ohio. That's the first check-in, but I want to see if I can get any additional check-ins. All right, hearing nothing, Rick, the floor is all yours. What are you going to tell us about President's Day?
Kathy, that brings back old memories. I'll take it back when I was in school in Michigan. And wasn't President's Day, it was Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday. each week we got, I think it was like one day off from school, or 2 days, and a lot of us kind of enjoyed that because we're still getting winter weather. And as long as there was snow on the ground, we were very happy to get that. However, teacher said, well, you come back, you got more homework to do. So we're not losing anything. We're learning more. So I always thought of that as really a nice little interruption. But then my parents said, well, with you being out of school, somebody has to stay home. And we're not too happy with that. Unless you can come up with something constructive to do. And I said, well, I think we can get together with other kids and have a good afternoon to kind of play around. So it was all up to us, you know, whether we were to be very good or if we did something wrong, it was more like a punishment to kind of remember the next year. Hey, you get these days off, you got to enjoy them, behave, and you'll enjoy it. And I think back now over the years by having one celebration that some of the kids feel like maybe they were cheated a little bit. But then again, they understand now what it really means. N1GXP, back to Net Control.
Well, Rick, thanks for sharing that. You know, I'm thinking back when I was in school. You know, things were quite a bit different back there. We didn't have as many holidays as the children do now. And it's not that they remember the holiday we're having. It's just that they have a day off from school, and they can be out there goofing off and not doing anything. So when you talk about used to be called Lincoln and Washington's birthday way back, I think maybe we had a couple days off. You know, it's trying to think back to that time, and I can't really remember. But, you know, I asked the children, pretty much tell them they're going to have Monday off, and they said they know. And I asked them, on Friday, what's the day? And they did tell me President's Day. But, you know, when they're taking some of these tests for me, and they come up with who is Abe Lincoln, and who shot Abe Lincoln, and who was Washington, it really makes me wonder. So thank you so much, Rick, for coming aboard and sharing that with us. And maybe you can come aboard before we close this evening and tell us what you plan to do on the day. Like I said, I plan to rest and relax because I have to return to school on Tuesday. And, you know, we're starting to wind down our school year. And then I have spring break coming up in not too long, too. So with that, I'm going to break with you. I'm going to call on someone who I've seen in the text box an awful lot. He usually comes aboard and checks in, and I haven't heard from him this evening. So, Mr. Bernie, KC9YZR, what would you like to come aboard and share with us this evening? Whether it's Valentine's, whether it's President's Day, just to tell us how cold it is up there in Wisconsin, or just to say hi to us this evening. You usually come aboard and I haven't heard from you. So, Bernie, are you there in the background?
Yes, I am, Kathy. K6SUN, KC9YZR. I didn't originally have anything really to say or add to the topics on hand there, and I knew that I would go off topic, so I decided to sit back in the weeds, as the saying goes, and just listen. And then also, I know there are two or three, maybe even four people locally that listen here. And I know there's at least three people that are trying to get their Echolink stations put together. And I told them, you know, they don't even need to get a interface to connect up, you know, unless you're using it on a rig. I said, you can just use it right from your keyboard or from your PC if you got the headset, microphone, and speakers, and just get the software and get your call sign updated or whatever, validated, whatever you call it. But anyway, I did remember talking to a friend in Japan last year, and I wished her happy Valentine's Day, and she told me that there, instead of the men giving the women the gifts and the roses and candy and so on, they said the women give the men the gifts and the candy and and so forth. So I found that very interesting. Well, I better hand it over to you before I time things out. K6SUN, KC9YZR.
Well, Bernie, thanks for coming aboard this evening, and I hope you're enjoying it. But, you know, I think in Japan it is the opposite way around. It's usually the women that cater to the men. But you know, it can go both ways, I'm sure, in Japan as well as here. But thanks for listening tonight, and thanks for coming aboard just to say hi to us this evening, because we always want our members, if they have nothing to share, at least to come aboard and say hi when we're doing these nets. So hopefully you can listen in the background and enjoy, and hopefully you'll have a great, not Valentine's Day, but President's Day, if you have anything planned. So let me throw it out there once again before I continue, see if there's anyone that would like to come aboard. If you're brand new on the server here tonight, we're talking about the events between February 14th and the 17th, which include Valentine's Day and President's Day. If you have nothing to share with us, we'd still sure like to hear from you. So if you're brand new to South Cars and to Echolink, we'd still like to hear from you. So are there any other check-ins before I go on and continue? I'm looking for some check-ins at this point. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, your net control. If you'd like to come aboard with your suffix.
Delta King George.
6 Victor, recheck.
All right, good evening, gentlemen. Delta King George, Paul, I've seen you connected from the very beginning, but we haven't heard from you, so I'm glad that you came aboard. Thank you, 6 Victor, for being my backup this evening and for coming back aboard. So let's see what Mr. Paul, and he's up in an area where it's very cold and very, very snowy. So hopefully he's not snowed in. He's up there in Pennsylvania, where I think there's a lot of outages at this point. So, Paul, how are things going? How much snow do you have? And please do not send it our direction. But maybe share with us either about Valentine's Day or President's Day. And how are you doing? Paul, come aboard.
Good evening, Kathy, and everybody else on board. And well, we're up here. We got, I guess it's around 9 inches of snow, maybe a little bit more. We were supposed to get more today, but fortunately it was only some rain and some snow flurries, so we didn't get any more accumulation up here today. And I was just looking at the weather map a little while ago, and it looks like it's moving out. I'm hoping it continues, and this is the last we get. As far as Valentine's Day, my wife and I normally just exchange cards, and then we usually go out to dinner, which we did last night with two very good friends of ours who were married the same year as we were, a month apart. So we enjoyed that. We went to a nice little Italian restaurant and had a real nice dinner. So that's my Valentine's Day tradition, normally just exchanging cards and going out to dinner. So that's what we've done for many years, and we enjoy that, and it's nice to get out, and it was nice to go out last night with our friends for dinner. So that's about all I have for tonight, Kathy. You're doing a great job, and it's a very nice net, and it's nice to hear how everybody else spends Valentine's Day. And as far as President's Day, I don't really have any real plans for President's Day. Hopefully it'll be quiet and uneventful as far as the weather goes. 73 stall and back to net control. And 3DKG, Ridley Park, Pennsylvania.
All right. Thank you so much, Paul, for coming aboard this evening. You know, it's been a long time since we've talked, and I'm glad that you could share that with us this evening. And sometimes that's all you need to do, that special person in your life, you know, just spending that time together. Sometimes I really think about my life and that special person in my life. I just don't spend that much time. I have to work an awful lot, and sometimes I'm doing errands, and, you know, we don't spend an awful lot of time. So the time that we do share is very valuable to us. as far as President's Day, you know, it's a, you know, it's a day off for a lot of businesses and that, and I think federal, post office, and schools, of course. But it's a time that the stores really want to put out those sales for everyone to buy things either online or in the stores. But thank you so much, Paul, for being here, and hopefully no more storms. I did hear that another one was headed, but hopefully it's not in that area. My mother and son live in the state of Michigan, and I know he has a lot of snow. So I think they're looking forward to spring happening soon. Thank you, Paul. Have a wonderful evening and wonderful week ahead of you. And with that, I'm going to pick up 6 Victor. Thank you, Gordon, once again for riding along with me and coming aboard, sharing your thoughts this evening. And so what additional thoughts do you have to share with this time around? 6 Victor, come aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Number one, don't worry about it. The bill is going to be in the mail in the morning as far as backup. Hello, Paul. Nice to have you aboard tonight. Guys and gals, if you don't know this, Paul's been with us for a long, long time. He's got a membership number of Echo 0749er. And Paul, for a number of years, has been one of our active sysop controls on the server to keep everything decent and running properly. So glad to have you, Paul. Kathy, the only comment that I wanted to make is thinking about your question of what are you going to do on President's Day. I think I, like you, am probably going to sleep in. The furthest thing that I want to do is to go to the store and spend money. Now, let me explain this. On the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th of this month was the Orlando Hamfest. So there was a lot of money that was transposed, you know, during that activity. And then all of a sudden, Valentine's Day comes right up on the 14th, and there's more money. I am going into hibernation and may not come out for Christmas. KY6V. Go ahead, Kathy.
That is real funny, Gordon. But there's a lot of time between now and Christmas. You have Easter coming up. You may have a birthday of that special person in your life. You have Independence Day. You have Memorial Day. You have all those holidays. So Christmas is a long time away. So with that, I'm going to start winding down, but I'm going to give you some final comments here about President's Day. And, you know, to me, it's a time to honor our presidents, but to me it's another a day that's really commercialized, either online or in ads or in the stores. They always come up with I got so many of them today, all the office places, Office Depot, Staples, all the other ones about the special sales happening for President's Day. HP, Dell, you know, they all put out these specials for President's Day. So is it honoring our presidents? Probably not. It's just commercialized. Let me pause here for a moment and let me continue. And like I said, we're starting to wind down here this evening. So let me pause. You know, today the February holiday has become well known for being a day in which many stores, especially car dealers, believe it or not, hold sales. Until the late 1980s, corporate businesses generally closed on this day, similar to the present corporate practices on Memorial Day or Christmas Day. With the late 1980s advertising push to rename the holiday, more and more businesses are staying open on the holiday each year. And as on Veterans Day and Columbus Day, most delivery services outside of the U.S. Postal Service now offer regular service on the day as well. Some public transit systems have also gone to regular schedules on the day. Many colleges and universities hold regular classes and operations on President's Day. Consequently, some schools, which used to be closed for a single day for both Lincoln and Washington's birthday, now often closed for the entire week. You know, they call it a midwinter recess. For example, and Gary's not here this evening, but New York City began doing this in the 1990s. Today, President's Day is well accepted and celebrated. Some communities still observe the original holidays of Washington and Lincoln, and many parks, like I said before, have reenactments and pageants. Like Independence Day, President's Day is traditionally viewed as a time of patriotic celebration and remembrance. In its modern form, President's Day is used by many groups as a date for staging celebrations. A number of states also require that their public schools spend the days leading up to President's Day teaching students about the accomplishments of the presidents. To some, the observance of President's Day in the United States goes very much unnoticed. Local newspapers splash ads of President's Day sales, and many get the day off from work. But have you ever stopped to think about this important day of recognition? Let me pause for a moment. You know, private sector employers are not required to pay employees extra for working on this holiday unless you have a contract. Employers may designate holidays as paid off time, however, they aren't required to give you the holiday off from work. So, four things to realize about President's Day 2014 is, when is it celebrated? It's February the 17th. It's on Monday. How did it become a holiday? Pretty much told you, it was an act of Congress. What's closed on President's Day? That's something that's really confusing me. I'm trying to think if the courts are closed. Some of them are closed, some of them aren't. Most of your stores are open. Banks, post offices, and many local businesses will be closed. But most of your malls and most of your stores will remain open. The schools are always closed. What deals can you get on Monday? Probably tons, if you care to do that. So, with that, I'm going to ask for some final check-ins this evening to talk about anything you'd like to talk about. We've talked about Valentine's Day. We've talked about President's Day. Maybe you just want to come aboard and say hi to us this evening. So this is your final chance to come aboard. If you've checked in already, do come back aboard and say hi or say goodbye to us this evening. So with that, I'm going to ask for some final check-ins this evening. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, looking for some final check-ins.
Kilo 6 Sierra Uniform November, this is Kilo Charlie 4 Sierra Bravo Delta, KC4 SBD. I'm brand new to the link. You're about my second contact. My first one was not successful, so... I'm using Echo Mac tonight, but I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, just south of Birmingham, and I just stopped by. I wanted to say hello and listening in to you all, and audio sounding good here with me. I've got a little headset, wireless Bluetooth headset on with a mic, so just wanted to check in to the net here and say good afternoon, and I'll be standing by here listening. I'm trying to figure out why it keeps timing me out. I lose audio and I have to disconnect and reconnect. But anyway, back to you, Kilo 6 Sierra Uniform November, Miss Kathy. This is, or from, KC4 SBD, Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, good evening. I think you said your name is Beard. I've looked you up here on QRZ. Your first name is Johnny. Your system sounds just fantastic. I've seen you bouncing in and out. And, you know, maybe we have someone that can come aboard and help you out there. I am the net manager for VOIP that you've connected to this evening. We're so happy to have you here. And we always put that invite out for anyone that's connected for our free membership. Nothing you have to do to be a member except have a birthday and have an email address and be a ham. And I see that you're in Alabama, and you sound so much like a person I've known for quite some time. He's in Alabama as well. So I guess it's Baird. Could we convince you to join our organization, South Cars? Like I said, it's absolutely free. You don't have to put anything out. We just always like to get our members to join. anybody that's connected. I see you have an email address on QRZ, and all I need is a birthday, and I will add you. And once again, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I am the VOIP net manager. I'll also send you a welcome letter if you want to wait. So, Johnny or Baird, how say you at this point?
Okay, Miss Kathy, that sounds great. Yeah, I have a couple of email addresses, and I don't really know which one's on there that's listed, but it's my call, and it can either be at bellsouth.net or it can be at charter.net, either or. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Bravo Delta at Charter or at Bell South. And I do have a birthday. I try to forget it from time to time, but it is December the 21st, 1967. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm a retired police officer. I was a cop for about 25 years, and now I work a little part-time with ADT. So now, instead of putting them in jail after they burglarize a home, I try to stop them from burglarizing the homes. But that's what I do. Married, got three kids, a couple of grandchildren. My wife's a real estate agent, and she's actually in Phoenix, Arizona right now at a conference for a few days. So we did not get to, I heard you all talking about Valentine, and this was the first time in many years she and I did not spend a Valentine's together because she was going to a real estate convention. So we'll make it up when she comes back Wednesday night. And we'll try to go out to eat this coming weekend and celebrate a week late Valentine's. But thanks so much for the invite. And yes, my birthday is December 21st, 67. I'll turn it back over to you, Miss Kathy. Kilo 6 Sierra Uniform November. Thank you. This is KC4 SBD.
Well, I think you want to go by Baird, which must be your middle name. Hi, my name is Kathy, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I live in southern Florida, Vero Beach. Should have said that you didn't have to give me your year, but when you said 67, I sort of chuckled because that was the year I graduated from high school. So I'm going to add you to our roster, and I'll send you an email just so you have an idea of where to look for information. We have so many nets going on. Your system sounds fantastic. So hopefully we can correct you from bouncing in and out. But it does happen. But you have a great sounding voice and a great sounding system. And I know you probably was in contact with your wife on Valentine's Day, even though you may not have been together. But retired police officer, you know, we have many of those that are members. And we look forward to you joining us quite often. See that you're a technician. And I just want to tell you that South Cars on our website has a lot of information on classes as well, all the upgrades. So if you ever want to upgrade, check us out. It's on our system. So I have your the email on QRZ is the Bell South, so I can use either one. And I have your birthday is December 21st. And I will get you into the system probably tomorrow. And I'll be sending you an email. But we sure appreciate you being here tonight, and I hopefully that you're enjoying. So with that, Baird, Johnny, Alabama, thanks for being here. And before I close, I'm going to tell you about the nets that are coming up so that maybe you can join us for that. So is there anyone out there that can help Baird or Johnny with his system, maybe why he's disconnecting? And maybe he can explain what he's on. And I think the perfect person you can talk to, Baird, is a KY6V. So I'm going to put that call out there and see if maybe he can have a direct with you and help you with your system, because we'd sure like you to come aboard. So with that, KY6V, are you by any chance out there in the background and have been listening?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here, Kathy, and hi, Baird. The name is Gordon, calls KY6V, and we're located here in Central Florida. We can talk after the net or any time, you know, that's convenient for you. If you come up on this server and you are connected to SCARS, S-C-A-R-S, there's a lot of people out here that are very knowledgeable with Echolink. I would guess, sir, as good as you sound, and I'm not hearing any timeout functions on you, that it's probably some of the default settings in the program, Beard. And we can walk you through that very quickly to put it maybe where it would be more comfortable for you. So it's your call when you want to call it, sir. Over.
Okay, Gordon, KY6V, KC4SBD. I'm running a Mac Pro. And I downloaded the Echo Mac link here, and that's what I'm using. I did on my wife's computer before she left. I had downloaded the Echo Link site, and I noticed that with Echo Link compared to Echo Mac, there's a lot of settings that can be adjusted with Echo Link that cannot be with Echo Mac. So what I've noticed here just this afternoon, like I said, I've only played with this just for a couple of days, and you all are really my second contact that I've actually made. I've just kind of been skipping through trying to learn really some of the new language lingo, I guess you would say, excuse that, but trying to get the hang of it. A little bit different than talking on my mobile or my HT. But I've noticed that the comparison of Echo Link and Echo Mac, there's not a whole lot to see. Somebody sent me a text here or chat. See, I'm learning this too. But what's happening is if I'm just sitting here listening and like I'm not transmitting, I'll lose audio. I mean, you could just be talking and audio leaves. So if I disconnect and reconnect, it comes back up. It's almost like somebody said right here, Kilo Charlie 9, Yankee Zulu Romeo was telling me about the transmit time. So I'll need to do some checking in on that and see. I'm really new to MacBook. Only reason I did Mac was I have a iPhone and an iPad, so, and I'm not sure about all this, but we can absolutely do some checking, and I would appreciate any help because I'd like to let this all run smoothly, and I appreciate any help. I'll turn it back over to you, KY6B, KC4SBD.
Okay. Very good, Bird, and I'll say that Bernie up there in Wisconsin's right on. There are some settings in the program for maximum transmit and maximum dead key or maximum no conversation that need to be looked at. And I think that's the area that you're probably in. Well, as I say, there's a lot of great guys on this server that can help you anytime. I'm normally connected just most of the time in a 24-hour period. So without tying up the net any further, you know, let's get together. We'll talk about it. I'm not an expert on Mac at all. But I've been running Echolink since it first came out with Jonathan Taylor back in 2000, 2001. And I know enough to be dangerous. I'll put it that way. Thank you, sir, and we'll get it worked out. Kathy, back to you, KY6B, and back to net.
All right. Thank you so much, gentlemen. And, you know, I know Paul, WQ1I, is MacBook, probably expert. So, you know, he may be one that we can send an email to. But let me throw it out there to anyone, anywhere. Any final comments about our program this evening? You just want to check in and say hi? before I go over some of the programs coming up, and then we're just actually going to close for this evening because it's been a grand session. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. So anyone anywhere want to come up and check in, recheck, make any statements before we start winding down this evening? So this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, looking for those final check-ins.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
Well, good evening, Rick. Victor X-Ray Papa. The NNA was too noisy for me, so I'm not sure if anyone else heard that, but way too noisy. Let's see if we have anybody else that would like to come aboard as a final check-in as well. And this is probably the final call out there. Any final check-ins before we close this evening? All right, who's ever coming through the NNA repeater, you're just not making it. It's really, really noisy, so I can't hear anything in the background. So let me pick you up, VXP, and then we'll see if anyone else wants to check in before we close. So, Rick, what are your final comments this evening?
This is N1VXP. While we were running the net, I got a phone call from a cousin of mine, lives not too far from Mike, maybe about 45-minute drive, and they're getting very heavy snow. So when you said Mike wasn't going to be in, I have a feeling he might have lost power. My cousin generator power now, and of course they have the phones working, but just to let me know and ask me about how I fared on the storm, and I said, well, I had roughly 5.5 inches of snow, and they're looking at 10 inches plus. So they just wanted to let me know that storms are really bad up there. And with all this snow, I'm kind of surprised that Gary, AC2RMO, with his new truck, hasn't had a chance to report in. He must be having a lot of fun playing in the snow there. And N1VXP back to net control.
Well, Rick, that is funny, you know, because Gary sent me an email earlier. He was planning to be in Virginia to visit his daughter. I think it was his granddaughter's birthday. And they decided to postpone that trip because of the bad accidents that they were going to be going through, and they just decided to postpone him. And he's not on here tonight, so maybe you're right. He may be out there playing in the snow. Thanks for that report in Maine. I almost thought that, because I heard earlier they were supposed to get almost 20 inches of snow. So, you know, I almost thought that was going to happen. But he's also supposed to be my backup in the morning, so hopefully everything is okay with him. So, one final call for check-ins. I'm going to go over the schedule that's coming up, and then we're going to close this evening so you can enjoy the rest of your evening. But I do want to welcome you, Baird, to South Cars. We'll be sending you an email. If not tonight, it'll be tomorrow, and with some of the information. And like I said, Paul, his call sign is WQ1I, is a Mac person, so he may be another person to contact. But we are always here for help. So how about any final check-ins this evening for the Global Family Hour? Topic, Valentine's Day, President's Day. Would you like to come aboard, check in, just say hi? Any final comments as I close down this evening? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, your net control. So at this point, suffixes only, please. All right, hearing nothing. I want to put an invite out there for everyone to join us in the morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, same place, same station. We're going to talk about the Olympics in Sochi, I think it's called, Russia. We will have Slav, hopefully available to tell us exactly what's happening. Last reports I saw, Russia had 15 medals, U.S. had 14, Netherlands had 14, Norway had 13. And actually the U.S., as far as I know, beat Russia in the hockey. And that was the last comment I had from Slav, that they were watching that hockey game. So join us in the morning for that, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next Nets are next weekend. And we're actually going to talk about the month of February. Anything that you'd like to talk about the month of February for the Global? And Ask an Elmer is on a Sunday. So with that, I'm going to close this session. I want to thank you for being here, your participation this evening. But this has been SouthCars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. The VORP net schedules and general information may be found on our website, www.vorp.southcars.com. Your net control for this session has been Kathy, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, saying 73, closing this VORP session. Thank you for your participation. The net is now closed and returned to regular amateur use. Everyone have a great evening. See you in the morning. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November saying bye-bye for now.